Dear Cousin George, about that Puff interview you gave on Disney ABC, what a cartoon it was. Hard enough to bear your whining voice and good old boy lies, but combining that with Baba Wawa's simpering pettiness was more than I could handle. I'm sure you explained how you were going to bring us out of the $3 trillion debt you've put us in. As a statesman, you will surely correct that mistake by rescinding the tax breaks you gave your buddies. That's a lot easier than rescinding the 101,400 deaths of Iraqis and Americans who died for nothing but your greed and control of the Mideast. Power has made you and your junk mail maggot mentor, Karl Rove, quite mad, you know. I can only pray that you remain a figurehead and don't cast off those who made you. Without their guidance, your cowboy antics would create the nuclear holocaust a lot faster than if we just await the inevitable. Your 16th cousin, Hale Brown, my middle son, has a master's degree in numerical analysis from Georgia Tech. Unlike you, he was an A student. He tells me that the odds that a suicide bomber will put together the two parts of an atom bomb that will provide its critical mass are getting exponentially better daily as you destroy more and more innocent lives but leave survivors intent upon revenge. But you, Cousin Laura, and your mediocre daughters are doing just fine. You've got to go get ready for the people's celebration of your theft of the presidency, at least people with incomes of over a million. The rest of us will be harassed and jailed by the police, as usual, as they did in the year 2000. Gotta go. Cousin Alice.